Well, I want to share with you that after spending not a small amount of time at my personal prayer altar, I rise today with a very fresh anointing. I'm believing, my faith's out there, for your greatest season of hope and miracles. You know, it's resurrection season when we focus on the cross, that hinge upon which the door of all human history swings. It's the place where conviction joins hands with compassion and truth married mercy to reach the sinner, to transform the saint. It's the undisputed source of all hope. But before I get into that, I'm giving you a moment to get ready for it. I first have a complimentary gift just because you took time out of your very busy schedule to enjoy this broadcast of Breakthrough with me today. It's a brand new book that I prepared just for 2021, the 21-day resurrection fast, spirit, soul, and body. This day-by-day guide over 21 days illustrates for you and leads you to the resurrection power of setting the things of everyday life aside just for a little while to see God's wonderful presence, especially during the 21 days between now and Resurrection Day. There's still time to receive your free copy, so I invite you right now to just call or visit me at rodparsley.com.
Experience the miraculous power of resurrection season in your everyday life with Dr. Rod Parsley's powerful new gift to you, 21-Day Resurrection Fast, Spirit, Soul, and Body. This day-by-day guide focuses on the resurrection power of setting aside the temporal and seeking God's eternal presence. Start your journey right away by downloading this free gift today or call, and we'll send you 21-Day Resurrection Fast, Spirit, Soul, and Body.
Expect that you will receive them. You see, you do that every time you pray, or you expect that you'll never receive them. The choice is yours. But as for me, Miss Joni Ashton in Austin, we expect that we will receive. Well, Sunday morning after Sunday morning, I see many, many believers. And a lot of them, they love God with all their heart. They attend church. But somehow, they've neglected their spiritual health. They're spiritually unhealthy. The relentless adversary of their souls is intent on one thing: more in 2021 than any year we've ever experienced. The adversary of their souls is intent on robbing them of all hope. Think about it. All the economic turmoil, a global pandemic, everybody in masks, everybody social distancing, the world just seems out of balance. It just seems tilted, social isolation. It's all combined to raise hopelessness up to a level that none of us, at least in my lifetime, have ever experienced. Now, I want to say this, and I want you to tuck it away in your heart. Hope is absolutely essential to the proper functioning of the human soul, your mind, your will, your emotions. And remember, we're in resurrection season. Now, let me remind you what that means. This is the time when dead things come to life again. It's time and beyond time for your hopeless situation, your hopelessness, to be replaced by an overflowing, overwhelming, abundant harvest of hope. And that's what I intend to bring you into. This resurrection Passover season is God's season every year to pour out the greatest manifestation of miracles we see all year long. It's resurrection harvest time. It's when Jesus performed in your Bible the majority of his miracles during his earthly ministry. 1 John 3 says it this way: we will be freed from bondage and we will be changed into his likeness. That's our hope in him, you know. The old folk used to call it the blessed hope. We ought to get back to that. But we know, we have this confidence in him that whatever we ask, according to his will, he hears us. Realize this today. Get this revelation. My good friend Deborah George would say, get your mitt up and catch this one. I want you to realize, if you want to be heard at the throne of grace, the first thing you've got to do is learn to ask. It's just that easy. You have not because you ask not. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. This is no time to be silent, my friend. This resurrection season, the Lord God himself has given you a voice. Use it. And let victory swell up on the inside of you like I know it's doing right now. So let's get back to that verse now. We know with steadfast confidence and assurance that we have granted to us those things that we have asked of him. As you ask, and we're going to ask today, so you just get ready. Ask with confidence. Ask with great, great expectation, because the battle of faith is won or lost in the arena of expectation. The atmosphere of expectancy is the breeding ground for your miracle. During this, you know, this global pandemic, Satan, every evil force is attempting to not only rob you of hope, but they want to steal your expectation. It's the same old tired, worn out tactic that he's used from the beginning. And his failures using it are very well documented in your Bible and in your life. Now, over in the book of Ruth, not one we go to a lot, but there we have the story of an entire family in great, great hopelessness, in overwhelming despair. It was all around them, from east to west. There was a drought of hope. An escape to a foreign land brought very little relief. May I remind you, if you have to go more than 20 minutes from where you are right now to be happy, you never will be. Now, this great woman of faith had been warring spiritual warfare against overwhelming pain, horrific grief. Her husband was now dead, and so were both of her sons. Her name was Naomi. She'd planted seed after seed, but the harvest was just, you know, in a word, embarrassing. There just wasn't a harvest. But Naomi stood undaunted with her hope fixed steadfastly that Jehovah Isus Hakaboth, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, Jehovah Isus Hakaboth was faithful. So she went back home and she gave her daughter-in-law an assignment. Her daughter-in-law, Ruth, was to go to Boaz and ask if she could glean from Boaz's fields after they'd been harvested. Now, I'm going to say something I want you to always remember. Perhaps that's what you've been doing. Perhaps you've been settling for a harvest of leftovers. Ooh. You better hear this preacher today. That is not, and will never be God's promise for you and for your family. So after sending Ruth to Boaz, Naomi prayed. She asked for redemption, and God heard that earnest prayer, and He will hear yours as well. And all those seeds suddenly became a harvest of hope, far beyond anything Naomi could have ever asked or thought. Later on, Boaz married Ruth. They had a son named Obed. Obed had a son named Jesse. Jesse had a son who became King David of Israel. If you follow that lineage, you'll find Jesus Christ Himself. Naomi refused to lose hope, and that's what you've got to do. She reaped a harvest, not only for herself, but for her family. And then she was used of God to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth, Jesus Christ, the hope of us all. Now, I'll tell you what I believe. I believe right now that God, thank you, Lord, God Almighty is about to release you. Hear me, I'm speaking prophetically to you now. God is about to release you into a generational harvest. Wow. I'm telling you, I get so excited. It's resurrection Passover season. It's the greatest season of miracles this worldwide ministry has experienced in over 35 years. And every miracle begins with the supernatural power that's already resident inside a seed. Now listen. I know this to be true. When you ask God for a miracle, He's going to invariably give you an instruction. 36 years ago, God deposited within my spirit just such an assignment. Here, our fledgling congregation at that time, you know, that was 36 years ago, we were in great need of a $100,000 miracle. There I was in my bachelor apartment. Joni and I were not married yet. I had my Bible. I had all my study materials. And my Bible was open to Malachi chapter number 3. There, God promises to you and me to open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. We won't even have room enough to contain it. Now, that's a promise. I'd been a tither since I was 8 years old and I got my first allowance. But at that moment, I wasn't walking in the fullness of a Malachi chapter 3 overflowing blessing. God then spoke more clearly to me than if it had been an audible voice. Here's what He said. I want to ask you right now, right there where you are, stop. Pause. Listen very, very closely to these words that God spoke to my spirit. It was Passover, Easter season, and He said to me, this one time every year, it was Easter, he said, I want you to encourage my people to celebrate that I gave my best, my only begotten son on Calvary's rail. I want them to celebrate that I gave my best by giving their very best. And then he said this, tell them, wait till you see what I'll do. Well, I can tell you, people grabbed hold of that revelation. They did everything possible to find their resurrection seat. Not a tithe, their resurrection seat. A specific seed sown in a praise for what God had done in their lives. Now, many of them were led, as I was, to sow an entire week's increase. Some sowed one day's increase. But I can tell you this, every single one of them in unity did their very best. They wanted to honor God's unspeakable gift at Easter, resurrection season. 36 years ago, we were not only blessed with a miracle that met that $100,000 need, but we received far more than we could have asked for or thought. $147,000 as a harvest on their seed sown. I'm telling you, family after family shouted the testimonies that their families had been restored. They'd received miracles of salvation throughout their extended families. Healings were just happening as an everyday occurrence. Deliverance, financial breakthroughs coming loose everywhere. It was just the greatest thing we'd ever experienced. And this year, let me encourage you, take a step of faith. Do what so many thousands have done over the past 36 years. Sow an uncommon seed and reap an uncommon harvest. That's what you need, isn't it? You're believing for the supernatural. Now listen, I've witnessed firsthand what God does when His people release the faith required to sow a $1,000 seed. Now, stay with me for a moment. The Holy Spirit inspired me several months ago as I was preaching from an altar that more people would sow a $1,000 resurrection seed in 2021 than ever before in the 36 years. So I created the finest thank you gift for your $1,000 seed at this resurrection season we've ever made available. It's this custom-built family altar for your home. It was inspired by my personal altar at home. The craftsmanship is remarkable. I've personally visited the Amish craftsmen who have constructed these heirloom altars to ensure their treasured value for generations to come. So call now or visit rodparsley.com or rush your letter in the mail to me today. Whether it's a $1,000 seed or more or something less, sow your very best resurrection seed by Easter Sunday, April 4th.
Call now and sow your very best resurrection seed by Sunday, April 4th. Many have already sown their Passover resurrection seed of 1 week's increase. Honor that God gave His best on Calvary by giving your very best. For your generous resurrection seed of $100 or more, you'll receive Your Harvest of Hope. This inspiring five-message series reveals that 2021 is your year of peace, victory, provision, and blessing. As a bonus, you'll also receive Dr. Rod Parsley's new book, One Hope. It's easy to read, and each chapter guides you from fear into our one great hope. Plus, this golden replica of the Old Testament brazen altar. Dr. Parsley has been impressed by the Holy Spirit to prepare a unique thank you gift for those who will sow an uncommon seed of $1,000 or more. Created by some of the world's greatest woodcrafters, this handcrafted red oak prayer altar will be the focal point of your home or office. Inspired by Dr. Parsley's personal altar, you'll find the heirloom quality craftsmanship is exceptional. As always, it's not equal giving, but equal sacrifice that's the key to your resurrection miracle. Hundreds of thousands have experienced the supernatural power of a seed and witnessed miracles of salvation, healing, financial breakthrough, and more. Please call, write, or log on to sow your resurrection seed before Sunday, April 4th.
Well, I can tell you this, I'm sure thankful you've joined me for today's breakthrough. We've been focusing on receiving a great, great harvest of hope. Hope, confidence. Now, you remember, our confidence in God must never, ever be shaken because our great God is eternally faithful. David gained confidence from past experience. He knew the same God that delivered him from the hand of the lion and the bear would also deliver him from the hand of the uncircumcised Philistine giant. The Lord Jesus Christ himself in Mark 11:24 gives us a primer on the twin brother of confidence, expectation. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. So you can replace the word desire with expect. Expect that you will receive them. You see, you do that every time you pray, or you expect that you'll never receive them. The choice is yours. But as for me, Miss Joni, Ashton, and Austin, we expect that we will receive. As long as you have hope, you're in the birthplace of faith. And faith always deals in the merchandise of the unseen. You've been seeing a lot of images behind me of farmers there in their fields. They understand better than anyone else. You know, a farmer will go into debt at the beginning of the season to buy seed. He'll find that seed. And then he'll expend months and months of work. He'll plant that seed, nurture that seed in good soil, and he has great expectation of a future harvest. That farmer might have greater faith than you or me. He knows that the green growth after 30 days, maybe even 60 days, that's not his harvest. Impatiently, we expect an immediate harvest. Sometimes faith is a process. As we get ever closer to Resurrection Sunday, you and I rejoice because we know that God wanted a family. So what did he do? On Calvary's cross, he sowed a son. Oh my, what an eternal harvest of souls was begun that day. This is our great hope. We're commanded to love the Lord. Psalm 31, be of good courage, for he will strengthen our hearts, all we that hope in the Lord. Now let's all, every one of us, you, make sure we honor God's sacrifice today by sowing our very best resurrection seed. I don't know what your seed will be. For some, it's one day's increase. For many others, it's the original vision of resurrection seed, sowing 1 week's increase. Our time together is coming to an end very quickly today, so please take time right now. Call the number on your screen. Sow your very best resurrection seed. Don't put it off. Do it today. Honor the Lord's sacrifice. And include your prayer request when you do so that I can pray specifically for you on Sunday, April 4th, Resurrection Sunday. Now, I've prepared amazing ministry resources to bless your step of faith. And you remember this, if you have a seed in your hand, it's impossible to measure the harvest of that seed. What you can receive by sowing a resurrection seed, your money could never ever buy. Sow with fearless courage today. It's God's miracle season, and your harvest of hope is only a seed away.
Call now and sow your very best resurrection seed by Sunday, April 4th. Many have already sown their Passover resurrection seed of 1 week's increase. Honor that God gave his best on Calvary by giving your very best. For your generous resurrection seed of $100 or more, you'll receive Your Harvest of Hope. This inspiring five-message series reveals that 2021 is your year of peace, victory, provision, and blessing. As a bonus, you'll also receive Dr. Rod Parsley's new book, One Hope. It's easy to read, and each chapter guides you from fear into our one great hope. Plus, this golden replica of the Old Testament brazen altar. Dr. Parsley has been impressed by the Holy Spirit to prepare a unique thank you gift for those who will sow an uncommon seed of $1,000 or more. Created by some of the world's greatest woodcrafters, this handcrafted red oak prayer altar will be the focal point of your home or office. Inspired by Dr. Parsley's personal altar, you'll find the heirloom quality craftsmanship is exceptional. As always, it's not equal giving, but equal sacrifice that's the key to your resurrection miracle. Hundreds of thousands have experienced the supernatural power of a seed and witnessed miracles of salvation, healing, financial breakthrough, and more. Please call, write, or log on to sow your resurrection seed before Sunday, April 4th.
Your destiny centers on being a true world changer. It requires access to a specific anointing.
Call the number on your screen or visit valorcollege.edu. Enroll today, Valor Christian College, where world changers are made.
Well, you can sense the atmosphere of expectancy as Resurrection Weekend is just a number of days away, and I want to encourage you, increase your expectation. Increase your hope. On Easter Sunday, I'm going to lead tens upon tens of thousands of intercessors around the world in prayer, focusing on your requests. I anticipate your miracle testimony will join the hundreds of thousands that we've received over the past 36 years. The sick and afflicted healed, lives changed, marriages restored. Whatever you need, we serve a God of more than enough. So write to me today or dial that toll-free number for prayer 24 hours a day. Your resurrection harvest of hope, it's here in 2021. I'll see you tomorrow on Your Breakthrough.